relief organizations estimate it will cost billions of dollars for Sri Lanka and other nations to recover from the tsunami. Many of you want to help by donating to a charity, but how can you be sure your money will actually get to the victims and not disappear into a bureaucracy or, worse, end up being stolen? For advice on choosing a reputable charity, I spoke earlier with Trent Stamp. He's executive director of Charity Navigator. That's an independent charity rating organization.
I would recommend that you go to our website at charitynavigator.org, where we have a list of 12 to 15 of the highest rated charities that will spend your money the most efficiently so you can be ensured that most of your money actually gets to the recipients who need it. You may want to work in any of the countries. You may want to just work in India or Sri Lanka or Indonesia and ask yourself, what is the goal that you're trying to reach with your charitable giving? Are you trying to provide clean water? Are you just trying to provide food? Are you trying to do long-term architectural development for the area? You can give online so that you can go ahead and get the donation deduction this calendar year. Give your money and feel good about it, and then follow up in a few months to see how the money was spent and see what they're doing from there.
How do we know that the money is going straight to the victims or to programs that help the victims?
Well, the first thing you should do is you should say that when you give the money. They understand that, and especially in wake of September 11th when the Red Cross got burned a little bit on this kind of thing. The atmosphere has changed in the charitable sector, and they will earmark those donations and make sure that they get there. But you can go ahead and tell the charity by designating your gift that you want this money not to be spent on general operating funds, but directly on tsunami relief efforts. And they will respect your wishes, especially if you're working with a large, nationally known, internationally known, reputable charity.
And when you donate to these organizations, how do they spend the money? Do they give it to the government to buy bags of rice, or are they going out and buying bags of rice themselves?
These organizations primarily act as their own agents. They won't be working through the government. A lot of them have relationships with the governments. But, you know, one of the problems with this is that, you know, all these organizations operating independently all think that they have the proper solution. And some of them are better than others and some of them are not. But they're all operating by themselves. And so you have a series of kind of little mini quasi-governments. And so it's good to get some sort of oversight and overseer who can keep an eye on it all and make sure that they're operating as efficiently as possible.
Yeah, because I guess people are afraid they don't want their money to be squandered.
Nobody wants to see their money squandered, and everybody wants to make sure that what they spend will be used on charitable purposes. That's why we're recommending that you stay with these organizations that you've heard of in this particular case. Oftentimes we recommend that, you know, you be a little aggressive in your philanthropy. Find organizations that people have never heard of. Find organizations that are doing things that are daring. Now is not the time for that. Now is the time to find the large brand name organizations that have the infrastructure in place, that know the government officials, that know the politicians, and are accountable to large board of directors here in the United States and are going to do the best job to make sure that they maximize the amount of money that gets to the charitable cause.
And have you heard of any fly-by-night scams out there already regarding this tragedy?
Anytime you have a disaster like this, you're going to find people who are going to prey on the charitable people in America. It's inevitable. We've heard about them anecdotally. I would recommend that you not give to anybody who calls you on the telephone under any circumstances. None of these organizations are reaching out to people via the telephone at this point. But if you get a phone call, even if it sounds great, write down the name of the organization and then go research them online. So they're out there. Unfortunately, when things like this happen, we saw it here in America with September 11th. Bad people are going to prey on other people, but if you do a little research, you can be protected and make sure that your gift gets where it needs to go.
And have you been monitoring the outpouring for this disaster?
Yeah, I mean, the outpouring is impressive, especially from Americans. I'm not sure it's going to reach the level of the September 11th giving, which was several billion dollars. But we've already seen about $50 million earmarked by American citizens to disaster relief in this region. The level of philanthropy from America's citizens has been impressive so far. I'm sure that it'll be matched internationally, if not dollar for dollar, probably more.
Trent Stamp is the executive director of the independent charity evaluator, Charity Navigator. Thank you very much for joining us.
Take care. Happy New Year.